Number 21A.
We come now to the motherhood of the idea, and again, let's try to find more metaphysical terms to express this more religious term, motherhood. What does it mean, motherhood of the idea?
Preserve
the idea. Yeah, I think that's something to preserve. Life provides the idea, and love perhaps preserves the idea, yes? Protects the idea, if love's protection, yes?
Unfolds.
Infolds, yes? Yes? Infolds. Embraces the idea. What else?
We didn't have one term for sonship.
I repeat it for the tapes. You said in fatherhood we had projection as a common term. In sonship, I wouldn't know really one of those that we did take, if one is perhaps the best, perhaps claiming or affirming. They are so near together, claiming, affirming, that perhaps that...
Summed up as dominion?
No.
In each one of those you seem to get a sense of
dominion. No, it hasn't a Christianity tone in it. You see, it must be a kind of a relationship that you bring out. You see, it's all a relationship. You see, dominion, no, it doesn't seem to have that sense.
An image. You project an image.
Yes, that's fatherhood. Projecting. You project the idea. You project an image, you project an idea, you project a real conception, but it's the projecting. Whereas sonship is to take it and affirm it. Oh, it's good that this comes up. You see, we must really understand those three. Frank?
You have the father objecting.
Yes?
Doesn't the sonship accept?
Accepting is usually an idea of love, welcoming, accepting it, holding. But naturally, Frank, in the way that you feel it has to do with affirming or claiming, that has already a bit the sense of accepting. In so far, it's sonship, yes.
Yeah.
What would be then motherhood? See? It's in between. See, the sonship is in between.
Maybe heritage with that in for heir.
No, you see, heritage is a state of things. We must have here, yeah. See, well, we'll see that even clearer when we then go through the various ideas. But it must be a relationship. You claim for yourself. It's a relationship.
It would have to be inherit rather than inherit.
Would much more be, I am inheriting. But that is, inheriting would be not so positive because you are not the heir yet. Whereas if you claim it and affirm it, you are the heir. So the word will say you are the heir. But Christianity says, take it, affirm it. Stand for it, yes? And then we come to love. Now we have here already, you said, accepting it. Love accepts always, takes it in. In falls, you said, yeah? What else did we already have? Protect it. Embrace it. Perhaps nurture. No, not quite so. Yeah, nurture it, yeah?
Cherishing,
That's typical, You cherish, you, yes?
Administering, The mother administers.
Yes.
The father gives.
Yeah. Francis, my English is not good enough here. What is the difference between administer and ministers?
Well, ministering is more serving.
Serving. Serving. And administer?
It's all the same, only it's carrying out the...
Carrying it out, what you have received. Mm-hmm. Yes. So further ideas would be... Oh, yes, we had also preserving, somebody said, preserving. Yeah. Yes. Caring, loving, cherishing. Yes. It's symbolically, it's more this. The Father is this, projecting out. The Son is that which is projected out, is affirmed, like this. It's affirmed. And the Mother says, and I take it in, I care for it, I embrace it, I hold it, I protect it, I don't let it go, I love it, I cherish it, I hug it. That's the mother then sense.
Don't you have to have, in all of this Christianity sense, that activity, that action?
Yes, because, see, that's why I said dominion cannot be that, because it's not an active sense, it's so good. Let's remember, we come to spirit. What is spirit? Relationship of idea to idea. Now, we are not allowed to lose that tone anymore. You see, you will always must remember in an order. We never lose what has been stated before. So before, everything was relationship, namely, in principle, we said, what is the relationship? Behind the world stands one principle. So there is a relationship of the world to principle. Then you had the relationship from that principle to the ideas, and said, therefore, all is ideas. Then you had the relationship of quality in soul. Said the relationship of qualities, that what an idea has, is that what the infinite one has. You put it again into relationship. And then we come to spirit, and there you have the fullness of relationship from one idea to every other idea. Now, we must never lose any more the sense of relationship. Therefore, life, truth, and love here are, so to say, the demonstration of that relationship. How are we going to demonstrate that relationship of idea to idea? The relationship is fatherhood. I give, I project. That's the relationship to the idea. Then you have the sonship, where you see that every idea has to itself a relationship, namely that it affirms for himself what it is. Then you have love as a relationship, where you see that the principle includes always the idea, and it's the inclusiveness of relationship. How do you care for it? Caring is a relationship. You care for something. You care for the idea. You administer the idea. You preserve the idea. You protect the idea. Can you see? It's always a relationship. That makes Christianity. That's the realm that is built up. So that we get here a terrific realm of projection, affirming and accepting. Now you're account of dominating. Yes, I think you are right, you see, but you have not the derivative of dominion, because the spiritual derivative of what you want is actually affirming or claiming. That's your dominion. You get your dominion by claiming. Or else you lose your dominion.
I don't like the word. I'm sure it's right, but I don't like the word
claiming. Claiming.
I think it's because of past experiences of I must claim it, and the claiming a car or anything.
Yes.
All
right, you take affirming. Perhaps you're more at ease. But doesn't Mrs. Eddy use that term, claiming for truth? Mary Frances. Yes, but mastering is not the tone here. You know, you master something when you have dominion over something. And here we don't have that's much more the Christ that has dominion over something. Here it is just stating the relationship in the absolute sense. Huh? You don't have to do something against something, but for something. Huh? Yeah. All right. Well, then we can go back, really, now again to life, fatherhood of the idea, projecting the idea. Now, we used to elaborate on that relationship in order to build up a realm sense by elaborating the various kinds of relationship that exist in projection or in the fatherhood. What is, and we usually had four directions, didn't we have? Anyway, if you listen to the tapes that were in the assignment, then you studied those four relationships. Namely, if we contemplate those relationships, we can say, what fundamental relationship are there necessary? And we said there are four that we could actually consider as fundamental. What were they? Those four relationships of fathering, of projecting. Yes?
Each idea to itself.
So each one to itself, each idea to itself. Huh? But each idea first fathers itself. Huh? Yeah. And that we father each idea to every other idea. Yes? So you have another idea. Yes?
And then every other idea to every other idea. To itself.
Then every idea to itself, huh? Yes, yes. And then fourth, yes. Every idea to every other idea, hmm? Also to us, yes. And you see, this is the fundamental possibility that we have in practical Christianity. Therefore, say, as practicing these ideas, and this practice, I don't mean the practitioner in the journal who waits on the chair until the telephone rings and somebody says, hey, help, huh? But it's the application of the fundamental science that we have established through principle, mind, soul, spirit. The application of it is, and that's a practice, that we use now this projecting. What do we do? The four ways is that first of all we have to see that we father ourselves with ideas. Hmm? Charity begins at home. Practice begins at home. Let's practice first ourselves. So that we see that we have to project on ourselves, therefore on our true manhood, all the ideas that were established through principle, mind, soul, spirit. That's the very first thing. And the second, we come back to it. The second thing is that we say, I'm not alone in the universe. I have a whole universe. Therefore, Jesus threw upon mortals. We project upon every situation the ideas. Then I begin to father the universe. Then third, I have also to see that the whole universe fathers itself. Or I take away something from every other one. If I father myself, then I have also to admit or to admit that everyone also must father itself. Huh? And therefore, a fourth one is that also every other one fathers the whole universe. And then I think with those four relationships we have covered the whole realm. I don't think there is another fundamental relationship. Is that clear? There are not four funny ways of doing things. We ask what relationships are so fundamental so that the whole realm is covered. Can you think about another relationship than what we had in those four? I don't think one can. All right. Now we can ask ourselves, what does it mean in practical experience? What does it mean first to father ourselves? What do we do when we father ourselves? When we throw upon our mortality of our the belief to be immortal, if we throw on it the whole reflection, what do we do?
We reclaim our sonship, don't we?
Well, that's sonshipping.
Yes, I know, but they'll follow almost themselves.
Yeah? It sure impels itself as a next step, huh?
Well, is it that it listens to oneself that man is God's own wife? Would that be like creating ourselves as God-likeness rather than as a mortal?
Yes. You said the admission to oneself that man is God's own likeness, huh, is already sonshipping. You admit it. You affirm it. You see?
Well, but otherwise, we're thinking of ourselves as mortals. I was thinking of
the Father. We relate to ourselves the whole universe of ideas.
Absolutely. Huh? You see these three steps, fathering, sonshipping, mothering, they are naturally very tightly connected. Huh? They are actually one naturally. But they are three steps which we have to separate first in order to understand it, because in the mortal we do the very opposite. Huh? In the mortal we do the very opposite. We throw upon mortals all the negative qualities, don't we? Don't we throw upon us a lot of negative qualities? Yes, we do. Huh? Do we look at us always in the divine light? Huh? This is only looking at. Huh? That's still fathering, huh? Do we look at us always as the compound idea? We don't. So that's the first step. That's why it is such an important step, because that goes on daily. See, that goes on daily. We throw upon us the concept that we are immortal, that we are no good, that we are this and that and the other. Hmm? And so we project on ourselves a wrong image, a wrong concept. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man. That's projection. Jesus beheld in science the perfect. He saw in science the perfect man where the others didn't see the perfect man. That's the fatherhood of it. Yes? He did not yet really affirm it. Huh? He just began first to throw it on us. And so also for us, we here is a terrific practice that we say, now, what am I? What am I? You see, that's the focal point of Christianity. I talk about me. Huh? I don't talk about God. I don't say, what is God? I say, what am I? See, that's where man, you know, man is at the focal point, and we will see that the glossary defines man always in the Christianity order. And next week we'll see that when Mrs. Ed in recapitulation asks what is man, that she defines him in the Christianity order. You see that? Because it's the focal point of Christianity. So when I say, what am I? Then you have to establish our true am-I-ness by throwing up on us not the mortal concept of man, but by throwing on us the divine concept. Whatever that divine concept, however you build up that divine concept, that doesn't matter if you build it up through the word order or what, that doesn't matter, you see. But you throw upon yourself, huh? Or here, I throw upon myself the true idea man. Whatever that true idea man is then explained. Huh? That's my first reaction. I begin to father myself. Say, I'm going to fathering myself. Yes. Okay. So, in practical terms, what are we doing? We say, am I immortal? No, I'm not immortal. What am I then? All right. I behold myself, that's throwing, that fatherhood, I behold myself as the idea of God. Therefore, I throw upon me all the ideas of God, all the qualities of God, the ideas of mind, the idea of spirit, the idea of soul, the idea of principle, the idea of life, the ideas of truth, the idea of love. You go through the word order. Why on earth do you go through the word order? Because, you know, what is the word order? It's bringing out of darkness to light. That's the word order. Therefore, if I have considered myself as not being the idea of God, but the mortal, that's darkness, Therefore, in order to enlighten that darkness, you say, I establish within myself the true idea of God. How can I do that? I'm an idea of mind, an idea of spirit, soul, principle, life, truth. So you throw upon yourself the whole word of God, and establish within yourself the true idea of man. Okay, that's fathering myself. What does it mean in practical terms to father all other ideas? To father every other one? Absolutely. If we do it with ourselves, we should also have enough affection for the other one and say, he's also entitled to that treatment. Huh? I have treated myself now properly and divinely, and I should treat the other fellow just the same way. Instead of considering myself to be a mortal, I treated myself as being an immortal. Therefore, instead of treating the other one also as a mortal and a fallen man, I better treat him also as an immortal, and therefore I throw on him, I beheld him again as the perfect idea, and see that he too is the idea of mind, the idea of spirit, the idea of soul, the idea of principle, the idea of life, truth and love. That's practice, isn't that? That's what is asked. That's true Christianity. So that actually in life, truth, and love, we begin really to find the practical Christianity which we long for, which we so much long for, or long for so much. Yes. Then if we take the third direction, where we say, but also we have to see that every idea fathers itself. What is that? What's that in practical terms, in everyday life?
Well, I see the other fellow as courteous, but he doesn't see himself that way, and that's the trouble.
That's the trouble. Yes.
If I could get him to see himself the way he ought to be seeing himself, then the problem would be solved.
Yes, yes, yeah. So what do you do in that case?
See that he is already seeing himself as perfect.
Yes.
He has already thrown upon himself mortality.
That's sonship, yes, that's sonship. It's just one little term that was wrong, you see. You said, I see that he already sees himself as being fathered. Huh?
Oh, I see that he is seeing himself.
Yeah,
Right.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. We admit, so to say, to himself. I just don't find that one term that I wanted to find.
He hasn't done it.
He hasn't done it yet, but we... All right, we begin to realize that he too has the insight that he is going to father himself and can father himself. That he can father himself. And that he's going to do it. Yeah. Because, that's not quite what... Let's just put it simply, right? In that third one, relation, we begin to see that every other one who apparently does not take care of himself properly, who does not know how to take care of himself, that every other one has also within himself the ability to father himself. That we admit also that he too can father himself and does father himself, that he does not constantly run him down, that he is not constantly denying his manhood, but that he is going to father himself too. Well, you have that so often, say, in a family or in any relationship. That's what you are going to say. There we get it full and plenty. That time just flies.